This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1558. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded March 23rd, new schedules from Australia, Bulgaria, Canada, Cuba, Ireland, Italy, Japan, New Zealand, Pakistan, Serbia, Spain, USA. More DXN station news from Antarctica, Ecuador, France, Indonesia, Iran, Libya, Nigeria, Syria, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Antarctica, yes, one more week has gone by and still no sign of LRA 36 on 15476. We'll be sure to let you know if and when it ever really comes back. On March 17th, Ian Johnson of the Australian Radio DX Club forwarded a notice from Nigel Holmes, the transmission manager at Radio Australia, that they had started special broadcasts to Japan in English. That was to assist the Australian government in carrying urgent information to Australian citizens in Japan until further notice. So, this may stop at any time if it hasn't already. Broadcasts normally directed to Papua New Guinea were extended to cover Japan. Here's the schedule. Times converted to universal. 23:07 on 13690, 23:30:07 on 17750, midnight to 05 UT on 21725, 07:13 on 11945, 07:09 on 9710, 11:14 on 9560, and 14:18 on 5995 and 6080. Probing the maximum usable frequency, March 21st at 21:23, I was hearing nothing on 12 meters, so I didn't expect much on 10 meters. But I did hear one very weak signal, one of those amateur beacons, on 28245. The ID it sent over and over was PT9AAA slant B. So I looked it up in QRZ.com and found out it is a 12-watt beacon in Mato Grosso do Sul, Brazil. Just an example of what interesting things you can find if you look for them, especially on the 10-meter beacon band. Their function is, of course, to tell you when propagation is working, and it certainly was with only 12 watts all the way from Brazil. On March 27th, the new A11 shortwave broadcasting season goes into effect, which means many time and or frequency changes for international broadcasters, most of them in effect for the next 7 months until the end of October. Here's the new schedule for Radio Bulgaria from DX Mix News for their English broadcasts. As always, all frequencies from this station end in 00, so I'll express them in megahertz to save time. The broadcasts starting on the half hour are only half an hour long, while the ones starting at the top of the hour are a full hour long, and they're all aimed at Western Europe and North America, essentially the same azimuth from Bulgaria. At 0630 on 9.6 and 11.6 megahertz, 1730 on 5.9 and 7.4, 21 on 5.9 and 7.4, 23 and 02 on 9.7 and 11.7. And the DX Mix News show is scheduled Fridays at 21:30 and 23:30, Saturdays at 02:30 and 06:40. Dean Bonanno in Connecticut reports at the end of Radio Canada International's The Link broadcast on March 17th, it was announced that as of April 1st, Sirius would no longer be carrying Radio Canada International programs. But that's not all. The A11 schedule show RCI is dropping all broadcasts to the USA on shortwave except for 1 hour in DRM. They would have been all day on 9515 like last summer. But those oddly timed broadcasts starting 5 minutes past the hour are no more, since that timing had something to do with the Sirius satellite broadcasts. So We will no longer be able to hear RCI in such critical American languages as Arabic, Russian, and Chinese. And there will be nothing either in English from RCI in the evenings on 9755 or 6100. I assume that's in effect as of March 27th. But we will still be able to hear RCI via the Sackville transmitter site in English 1 hour a day, which is aimed at Africa, but we can hear it off the back at 20 UT on analog, 13650, 15235, and 17735. And Maple Leaf Mailbag will continue on Sundays. Responding to this report in the Ontario DX Association, Mark Cody says, all English and French programming to North, Central, and South America seems to have been eliminated. Only Spanish remains to that target area. I haven't been listening to RCI much over the past few years, especially when Mark Montgomery started hosting The Dink, an intentional spelling mistake, more accurately describing the program. It's a real sad day, especially considering how RCI was held in such high esteem from the 70s through the early 90s. In Nassau, Richard Cuff in Pennsylvania responds, further, at least the only way to hear RCI on shortwave will be to listen to programming targeting other areas. That's the same as the options we now have from BBC, RFI, Deutsche Welle, and Radio Netherlands. I suspect their target audience of young, hip, aspiring immigrants is probably based primarily in Southeast and South Asia. The programming has certainly not been compelling for Americans since the immigrant era began. If that's who they're trying to reach, they ought not to waste their shortwave dollars on North America. Although one wonders how many of the prospective immigrants are Caribbean. It seems that folks in the Caribbean islands must not be using shortwave at all, as they too have been eliminated as targets by RCI and others. I suspect most Americans were interested primarily in As It Happens and The World at 6 CBC programming, with a notable exception of Shortwave Listener's Digest and Listener's Corner. I can still hear the cheerful SWL Digest tune in my head. A sad development. Of course, that program has been gone for many years. Cuba went on daylight shifting time of UT-4 on March 20th. Jose Bueno in Spain somehow obtained a new schedule for RHC, taking account for time shifts, especially in their Spanish broadcasts, but there were some other changes as well. And we reworked this schedule into readable form and publicized it a couple of days in advance. Even though RHC itself had not put up its new schedule on its own website by March 22nd. Basically, the Spanish hours are now 11 to 15 and 21 to 05 UT, and all the programming seems to have moved one UT hour earlier, including their Spanish DX show in Contacto, Sundays now at 13:35, 22:45, and UT Mondays 01:35 on many different frequencies in effect at those hours. As for English, two of the English broadcasts have moved one UT hour earlier. Unexpectedly, the one in the afternoon, which was originally at 21, then moved to 20, and now it's at 19 to 20 UT on 11760. And the one on their tropical band frequency 5040 has also moved back an hour, starting at 23 UT. The rest of English seems to be the same at 01 to 07 on the 6 MHz frequencies, except on two or three occasions at 05 UT, I've heard English on 11760, replacing 6010. That's not on the schedule, and it may be a mistake. And in fact, the latest occasion, it was on just for a few minutes before they changed back to 6010. The Esperanto broadcast, which shifted last week to 16 UT on Sundays, 11760, has now returned to its original time of 1500 on that frequency. I couldn't help but notice that 6050 remained on the new schedule in English from 01 to 07. You may recall when that started last fall, there was quite a controversy over RHC going on that frequency, which is the only one HCJB in Ecuador is using and is able to use from their own transmitter. HCJB pleaded with RHC to get off their frequency, but Arnie Coro refused to do it. I brought this latest development to the attention of Stefan Shaw of HCJB in Germany, and he replied, I do not think that RHC will furthermore be using 6050 a frequency HCJB continuously uses for more than six decades to the present. Sir Arnaldo Coro himself promised RHC will leave 6050 in the A11 season. He stated to us directly via phone and to others that RHC would never have used this frequency if they had known that HCJB in Ecuador was still using it. He says, "I think Arnaldo Coro and other responsible staff at RHC are honorable personalities, and so I assume there's a fault in the schedule which put it out RHC would still be on 6050. Especially since it would also violate ITU regulations, a thing RHC certainly would not want to do." A March 16th report from AFP and RFPI via the Media Network blog and others strike disrupts Radio France International, once again affected by an indefinite strike called by staff unions protesting what they call irreversible and costly reforms. They're demanding a cessation of ongoing reforms, which include a move from the Radio France building in Paris to the suburb of Issy-les-Moulineaux, a proposed merger of the editorial staff of RFI and France 24, and a social plan. RFI is part of l'Audiovisuel Extérieur de la France, AEF, a public company, including the international TV channel, and the French part of TV5 Monde. AEF has been undermined for months by a war between its president and his number two. The president is currently the subject of a parliamentary fact-finding mission and an investigation into his accounts at the request of the prime minister. As seems to be standard practice at RFI, these strikes are selective. Some of the languages go on as scheduled part of the time, and others are replaced by music. For example, the Portuguese service to Africa at 06, I found in playing music instead. That's on 11830 via South Africa, while on another frequency, English was going as usual. There's a Spanish broadcast at 21 on 17630 via French Guiana. But on March 21st, that started with an announcement in Portuguese, and then they played film music. Mike Cooper in Georgia has more about the strike. A meeting was planned for March 22nd to discuss the foreign language changes, most notably the disappearance of features in English, Spanish, and Portuguese, and plans to change broadcast schedules on March 27th, without having given listeners any notice. The abrupt changes would cost RFI many listeners. Yes, about the program changes concerning English, Swapan Chakraborty in India says, RFI is going to discontinue its popular listeners' feedback program, The Sound Kitchen, from the A11 season. Under its previous name, Club 9516, it was the most popular program, until its famous host retired from RFI, David Page. The last edition of Sound Kitchen was on the air March 20th. And Mike Cooper also says, Voices has also been aired for the last time, a very good interview program hosted by Imogen Lam each Wednesday. Further evidence of the apparent plan to eliminate all feature programming on RFI. Ron Howard in California reports on some rarely heard Indonesian RRI stations. On 4869.96, RRI Vamena with the Kangaroo Indonesia English teaching program, known as KGI now. It was Wednesday, March 16th at 10 to 10:19 UT. He says it's been years since I've heard the program, intended to help Indonesians learn the English language. Very weak, but the signal was slowly improving. I recognize the familiar voice of Kevin Dalton with his Australian accent. Atsunori Ishida's website indicates the program is no longer broadcast via RRI Jakarta, which of course is much easier to hear. Ron Howard also heard the rare RRI regional station in Nabire on its daytime frequency, 7289.88, March 18th at 0739, a program about Islam. He was also still hearing it until it suddenly went off the air at 0939. And also the next day, March 19th, when it went off at a much earlier hour, 0809. We are in the midst of World of Radio number 1558. You're invited to consult our website for a lot more information, worldofradio.org. Your financial support, always welcome via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Or by a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684. ENID OK 73702 USA. That's exactly what Gerald T. Pollard did from North Carolina, as he does for every solstice and equinox. Many thanks. Our new contributor, Bill Bingham, in Johannesburg, South Africa, heard an NID in Arabic on 6215, March 17th, from 1818 UT, past 1930, when there was an unreadable ID, nothing listed so far. But thanks to our astute members of the DX Listening Digest group, that was soon identified. Wolfgang Büschel tuned it in on receivers in Europe, and Mark Davies in Wales heard it directly and put up a couple of clips at 1730 and 18 UT. He thought it was Iran, and Tariq Zaydan, the Egyptian in Denmark, agreed, the Arabic section of Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. They're listed in Arabic at that time only on 6065, but that's been colliding with DRM from Romania, so no wonder they needed another frequency. Mauno Riitola in Finland reports that they were still using 6065 as well. However, this new 6215 may be only temporary. At least in A11, Wolfgang Büschel says they're scheduled on a different frequency, 6025. Bill Bingham in South Africa monitored it further and agrees independently that it is Iran on 6215. Speaking of frequencies, for broadcasters above 6.2 megahertz, there are several to be heard, of course, including the relay of RTE Ireland via South Africa at 1930 to 2030 on 6225, but not for much longer. According to WRN, in the A11 schedule, RTE will move to 5840, as South Africa has decided no longer to use frequencies between 6200 and 6300. This follows letters from the Russian Ministry of Communications to a number of countries suggesting that they no longer use these frequencies, but they do not indicate there has been any interference. Under ITU regulations, it is permissible for broadcasters to use this maritime band as long as they do not cause interference. Via Alokesh Gupta in India, we have the new A11 schedule for IRRS shortwave originating in Milan, Italy, via an undisclosed transmitter site. Effective March 27th, Sunday, the broadcast to Europe, as usual, move one UT hour earlier to appear to be at the same local time. On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 18 to 20 UT on 7290, which you may recall they used last summer. And that presumably includes World of Radio Saturdays at 1800, I assume, instead of 1900 on 7290, replacing 6090 used for the last time this week. The morning IRRS broadcasts in English will be on 9510, Saturdays at 08 to 09, and Sundays at 9:30 to 12. And the relays of Miraya FM to Sudan, daily at 03 to 06 on 9670 and 14 to 17, unchanged on 15710. Via Wolfgang Büschel, here's the complete new NHK World Radio Japan English schedule for A11. All of these are half-hour broadcasts, and to save time, I'm not going to mention the wide variety of transmitter sites. At 05-5975, 6110, 11970, 15205, and 17810. At 10 UT, 9625, 9840, 9605, and 11780. At 11 on 9760. At 12 on 6120, 9625, 9695, 9790. At 13 on 15660 and 15735. At 14 on 11705 and 21560. Here's an anomaly I caught, which may or may not ever happen again. On March 21st, I was hearing Radio Kuwait in Arabic on 15515, with a drama at 1330, and IDs and news at 1400. They're not scheduled on this frequency at that time, instead only at 05 to 09, so I suspect they failed to change frequency at 10 to 21540. Since then, they've been back on 21540 and on 15515 until 1330. We hear instead Iran in Indonesian. Now about Libya. A third medium wave transmitter fell into the hands of the rebels, it seems, besides 675 from Benghazi and 1125 from Albeda, 1449 kilohertz from Misrata. Tariq Zaidan, monitoring from Denmark on March 18th, says that frequency was back on the air with rebel programs, thanks to a tip from Manul Ritala. They were chanting Allah Akbar a lot of the time, but it was not on the air all the time. Another report about this in the British DX Club from Chris Greenway in the UK. He says it's heard fairly well there. Thought to be from Misrata, the besieged rebel-held city in western Libya. Transmissions erratic so far, and largely heard carrying continuous Islamic chants. Apart from a low-power Radio 4 relay in Scotland, 1449 is quite a clear channel here, and the Libyan station is audible on an ordinary portable. Dr. Derek Lynch in Ireland also reports it to us March 21st at 2100. Making quite a stir even in the mainstream press were clips by a radio amateur in the Netherlands of 6877 kilohertz, repeating announcements warning Libyan mariners to stay in port. These were in English, French, and Arabic, attributed to psyops from U.S. forces. If you search on the frequency 6877 on YouTube or on the internet in general, you'll probably find links to these clips. Meanwhile, we continue to hear Voice of Africa from the Great Jamahariya just about every morning during the English broadcast, often starting late after 14 UT on 17725 only, and hardly ever with anything about the current situation. However, Bill Bingham in South Africa reports on Sunday, March 20th, a real and rare news bulletin at 1501 from this, mainly too poor to read, but he heard them mentioning American aggression. Our dear brother Obama and Mrs. Clinton should be careful. Libya is more complicated than what you think. We advise you to move carefully. Be careful in dealing with Libya. The same can happen to you in America. Via Alokesh Gupta, here's the new schedule for Radio New Zealand International from March 27th. It's continuous 24 hours. As usual, I'll give only the start time of each frequency. There's a one-minute break between them, and these are the AM frequencies only. 0459 11725, 0659 6170, 759 more 6170, 1059 9655, from 1300 6170, 1551 7440, 1751 9615, 1851 11725, and 2151 15720. On a good night for African propagation, March 22nd, I was hearing Voice of Nigeria on 15120 with their drumming prelude at 0454, program summary in English, and news at 0500. They were also talking about feature programming in their later English broadcasts on the same at 1500 and 1800. However, their modulation remains pitiful with hum, and the talk was constantly scratchy. I still suspect they are not really using their brand new transmitter and antenna at Abuja. Otherwise, they should have a much better quality signal. For example, this one had dropped off the air completely by 0526 instead of staying on the full hour. Via Wolfgang Büschel, Radio Pakistan's new schedule for the English broadcast at 16 to 16:15. It shows 11585 and 15285. However, he suspects this may not be correct, as there are a number of alternate frequencies. So check 15290, 7530, 9350, 9420, 15105, 15520, and 15725. Via Dragan Lekic, the new schedule for English from International Radio Serbia. To North America, moving up to 9685. Monday through Saturday UT at midnight 30 to 0100. Also, English to Europe daily at 1830 and 2100 on 6100. Those are the high power transmitter at Bijeljina, Bosnia, while there's another English broadcast via the low power transmitter near Belgrade on 9505 at 1300. The ABCDX, Spain's new schedule, shows the English hour to North America at midnight UT, back on 6055, having been on 5970 during the winter. Radio Damascus fan Chris Johnson in Belgium says they want reception reports on 9330. It says it's irregular with a lot of interruptions and a very weak signal and weak modulation. And 12085 is apparently off the air completely, not being heard. Derek Lynch in Ireland, however, reported that Damascus had a clear signal and excellent modulation on 9330 for its German broadcast, but unusable for French and English later in the evening. Alan Rowe reports that the Voice of America has resumed making its frequencies available on its website. In fact, the new A11 schedule has been put up. Here's the URL, all in lowercase, www.voanews.com/english/programs/frequencies/. The VOA Arabic service, rebranded a few years ago as Radio Sawa, was initially on shortwave but then dropped shortwave to be only on medium wave and FM, thus greatly reducing its coverage. However, Dragan Lekic in Serbia found out that they have resumed shortwave during part of the day, presumably spurred by what's going on around Libya. Started March 22nd, I tried to hear some of these before 1300, but they were not audible here. It's only between 0730 and 13 UT. Transmitter sites involved are Lappertheim, Germany, São Tomé, Botswana, and Kuwait. 0730 to 09 on 9440 and 13735 and 17580. 0730 to 1030, 15650, 730 to 13, 17880. 09 to 11, 11875 and 17820. 09 to 13, 13835. 1030 to 13, 15325. And 11 to 13, 11950 and 17555. Leonardo Bolli in Italy tells us that WINB has replaced 9405 by 13570, not only in the daytime but for its all-night broadcasts. However, it's just barely audible here, if at all. WWRB has started testing on 3195, after WWCR has finished testing on it at 0100. And WWRB running its promo loop on that frequency. Meanwhile, I heard regular programming back on 5050 parallel to 2390. So possibly World of Radio will also be on both frequencies. Check them anyway. UT Fridays at 0330. And remember, from April, after this week, our Friday 2030 broadcast on WWCR should be back on 15825. I caught WIFR again airing Burmese by mistake during part of its Arabic hour on 7520, March 22nd at 0538. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued March 22nd. A and K indices 5 and 2, no higher than 8 and 3 through April 18th. Solar flux 135, March 24th to April 1st, then dropping steadily to a low of 88, April 14th and 15th. A reminder of our website for much more info in the DX Listening Digest archive, worldofradio.com. And this concludes another edition, number 1558. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the program and will make a point of hearing me again next week.